Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Pooler, and hope you've listened to some of my shows. I'm starting a new radio show podcast called Social Media Skills. So many people do not know how to properly navigate social media. So I have an expert on with me today, and we'll start a conversation about social media and the importance of social media. My guest today is Dee Reinhart, and she's here to talk about B2B versus B2C. So, Dee, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking me to speak with you, Cynthia.
Thank you. It's been quite a while since we spoke.
So for everybody
listening, what is B2B and what's B2C?
Well, B2B stands for business to business, and B2C stands for business to consumer. Everybody who has a business primarily focuses in one of those areas. In some situations, they may be kind of like me, where they deal a little bit with businesses, where they help businesses specifically, and they might have a small focus on helping the end consumer directly. So what might we want to describe as B2B would be a printer, a company that does printing for a business. Or maybe a logistics firm deals with a manufacturer so that they don't actually deal with the end buyer of a product or service, but they deal through another business to help them do their business. And then with a B2C, which is a business to consumer, everybody pretty much knows what those are because we go there all the time. They're restaurants, dry cleaners, the movie theaters, all of those places where the person that you're dealing with is the consumer.
So, you know, as our dependence on computers and social media increases, how many people would you say, what percentage of people would you say actually has a good grasp of how to use social media properly?
I think it depends on the age group, and I think it depends on whether they're trying to use it for business purposes versus personal gain, personal business, personal things that you're doing, like keeping track of your grandkids or keeping track of your neighborhood, or maybe you're buying things. So those sorts of things, I think there's a high percentage of people that know how to use it. I think for using it for your business, the percentages drop down. A lot of times it's because somebody else in their company might be doing that. But nowadays, with the gig economy that's going on, there's a lot more people that maybe got laid off from their job and now they've started their own business, and they don't take into consideration the fact that you need to be using social media.
So what do you think? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What do you think the is? Would you say Facebook?
Facebook has over 2 billion users. So it is by far and away the largest platform in the Western world. Now, China has its own Rinrin and a couple of other platforms that have a whole lot more people, but they can't use things like Facebook. So in the Western world, Facebook is far and away, hands down, the biggest platform of users that there is. They've got over 2 billion users, not all of them are active. Some of them have fallen away, but that mm-hmm. is the biggest platform. If you're talking about a business platform, the biggest one would probably be for businesses would be LinkedIn. And that happens to be my favorite platform because you can do so much professionally with LinkedIn.
See, if you don't know how to properly navigate any of these platforms, then they're really not really that beneficial to you. Would you agree?
I would wholeheartedly agree. One of the things that I suggest to people is to find out from your customer base which platform they use. And you do that by asking them. That's an old-fashioned, not social media, not technologically advanced avenue that you find out who's using your business and what platform they're using. If you cater toward a younger audience, TikTok might be the platform that you want to use. If you're dealing with boomers or the great generation, might be the platform that you use. So it really and truly depends on what the age group of your business is. And you just flat out have to ask them.
So, you know, you just mentioned TikTok, you mentioned LinkedIn, you mentioned Facebook. How many different platforms are there that people can use?
I think at last count on one of the articles that I use as a resource, there's over 800 active ones. 800
really?
Active ones. Yeah, I think, and honestly, I think there's probably about 400 or 500 of them that are no longer active or maybe got picked up by another platform. For example, Instagram used to be on its own, and it is now a Facebook property. And I don't know if you use either of them, Cynthia, but the Instagram, you can now post something to Instagram and select whether or not you would like it to go to Facebook automatically.
I'm on Facebook, and you know I post my podcast on there. Basically, I that's how I do it. I put my podcast on Facebook, and I think it's a great medium. So I know podcasts are a big thing. What would you suggest other than Facebook?
For a podcast, there are platforms that carry podcasts. So I don't have as much experience with podcasts as you might have, but who carries your podcast? Is it Real Radio or is it another platform?
It's on a platform, but then I send it over to a radio station. My editor edits it, and we put it on the local radio station, which is then uploaded onto Pacifica, which is a national network.
Okay. So now there's other mm-hmm. places that will carry your podcast. And there's if you search on the internet, I don't know if there's fees associated with that, but you can have them carry your podcast like they would carry a radio station. And then people could be in their car and listening to your podcast, or they could be walking their dog and listening to your podcast. So those kind of things, I'm thinking of yesterday, my husband and I were playing golf, and we were listening to Sirius XM. And I believe, mm-hmm. I'm not 100% positive of this, but But I think on SiriusXM, you can also subscribe to some podcast channels. And somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not, I don't know everything. But that's something that you can do, that if you want people to hear, you get a sponsor or a platform like Facebook. You get a platform like Facebook that you can play your podcast through.
See, because of the pandemic, and a lot of people have been dislocated from their jobs, and a lot of people are becoming entrepreneurs, and I would think that many of them don't know where to begin to promote themselves. Would you agree?
I agree. So many people these days start a business and they think that they can do it all. And they really need to start looking at who can support them in their business for the things that they don't know how to do or don't know how to do well or take them so much more time to do than they could then be out doing their business and making more money. One of the things that I do is I hired a bookkeeper to take care of my reconciliations and balancing everything because it was taking me way too much time, and I could make more money going out helping somebody with their marketing than I could by doing the bookkeeping. So in converse terms, maybe somebody needs more help to figure out, well, what platform would be best for my business and which one should I use and what should I set up and where should I go? Which tools will give me the most return on my investment? And those are the kind of things that I help people with. And I know you called me an expert, but if somebody calls themselves an expert, they should just, the person that they're talking to should run the other direction. It's because if they're calling themselves an expert, they may not know as much as they think they know. I know a lot, but I don't know everything.
Okay, so you know more than a lot of people. So rather than use the word
expert, and I read a lot about it.
So instead of using the word expert, or you have expertise in social media, how would you describe yourself?
I normally call myself a social media strategist because what I do is I help people figure out their strategy for using their social media. And it may not be just social media. Some people that I help on occasion don't have an email address with their business name at the end of it. For example, somebody might be using a Gmail address, and maybe it's johnstuneups@gmail.com.
Right.
Where their email address should be john@johnstuneups.com. Sometimes just those simple little things give them so much more credibility.
Okay. But a lot of people use Gmail, they use Hotmail, they use AOL, and various other, you know, email platforms. What you're saying, I don't think a lot of people realize that. Would you agree?
I would agree. Now, I do have a Gmail address that I share with people on a regular basis because it's where my calendar is. But even that, there's a tool that you can use that will schedule things for you. So if you're a service person, there's a tool for that. if you are a person that has appointments for your clients set up and you have to have them come to your office, there's a tool for that. So knowing about social media and the tools that you can use, we could be talking for days and days and days and days.
Well, that will give us a lot of radio shows and podcasts that broadcast that would make people more knowledgeable about it. Now, you
That's
and I
right.
first talked,
That's
at,
right.
I would say, probably about 9 years ago. So in the time that we first chatted up until now, has social media changed a lot?
Yes and no. The big players are still the big players. They've just gotten larger, more expansive, more features. But when I got certified as a social media strategist in 2010, and at that time, we were talking about Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest. So those players are all still there. But the new players on the block are things like Snapchat and TikTok. And Instagram was almost an infant way back when. I think, in fact, Instagram is newer than that. We used to use Flickr as a photo-based platform. It's still around, but it's been replaced because Flickr you couldn't have the conversations on, where Instagram you can have conversations with people. So when I learned about the strategy of having social media for your business, we learned that there are different platforms that are more readily available and used by your customer base for B2B versus B2C. So we're bringing this back around to our initial conversation.
Right.
B2B, you need to be where those people are. So if you're talking B2B platforms, those are probably things like LinkedIn, because that is the professional platform that's available to everybody. YouTube happens to be a very large B2B platform. You know why? Just say why.
No, tell me.
Because people have instructional videos. They have product videos. They have this is how you fix this videos. So YouTube is a huge platform for both B2B and B2C. And people debate whether or not it's more one or the other, but I think it's beneficial to both. Another B2B platform that isn't really a platform, but it's your blog. So you do podcasts. Some people don't like to talk as much. Some people prefer to write. And so a blog on your website is a huge B2B tool. It gets you shown up in search results, and it helps your placement, your product placement, or your service placement. So those are the three biggest ones.
So in other words, if you have a blog, then I can include the blog on when I set this all up. So in addition to us talking, people could refer to your blog. Is that correct?
Yes, they could. Although I'm like the shoemaker with his kids' shoes, I don't write as much as I do blogs for other people.
Right.
So, but I do have a lot of articles out there that have been added over the years. And so some of the things in the way I write is more about the why instead of the how, because the how changes so frequently that the why you need to do something is much more important. For example, if you're a business on any of the social media platforms, don't ever get into an argument with somebody on the platform. Always take it offline. Say, thank you for bringing up that point. Please call me at, and put your business phone mm-hmm. number in there. Let me try to rectify the situation.
Okay.
It does two things. It does two things for you. Oh, you want me to go with the two things, or you want to ask a question?
Yes. Go ahead.
The two things it does for you is it shows that you're being responsive to that customer base that's on that review. And then the second thing is you're trying to solve the problem. So it lets people know that you're willing to work to resolve issues.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned a few minutes ago that you're accredited in the state of Illinois. So
actually, it's national.
How does one become accredited in social media?
Well, years and years and years ago, I watched an infomercial on one of the platforms, and it ended up being a actual certification course. Now, many, many, many community colleges and universities actually offer as part of their curriculum the ability for somebody to become a certified social media person. So I got in there before it was hip to have that there in the colleges. So all you have to do is look in the marketing curriculums in many of the universities or local colleges in your area.
So let me talk about the podcasting for a minute. You know,
sure.
I've been doing podcasts since 2012. So I've been doing it a while. And I do a local podcast, which becomes a radio show. And people all over the county know me, okay? But they don't know me in Illinois. They don't know me in Texas. They don't know me basically outside of my area. And when I see, you know, hear about podcasts and like Rachel Maddow or Chris Cuomo, and they have podcasts, they talk about it on their shows. So they say, oh, tune in, you know, to whatever the address is. But for the average person, and I'm sure there's lots and lots of people who are smart, articulate, have something to say, but they don't know how to get their name out there. Is there an easy way for people who want to break through this whole cycle where they're not known into being known and listened to?
I would say yes. And we mentioned it earlier, to get those podcasts out onto a streaming service. And some of them are easier to work with than others. Maybe for mm-hmm. our next conversation, we can talk about some of the services that are available for people to use for podcast. The same thing can
be
done. Yeah, the same thing can be done with YouTube, and just get enough out there to create a channel. So it's like a YouTube channel is similar to a podcast channel, but you just have to do a little bit of research to find out which are the best podcast channels available. And if you've got subscribers in your area, you might want to ask them to leave a note for you.
Great. You know, when you talk about YouTube, there's got to be millions and millions of people in this country, just basically in the United States, who have YouTube channels, and they're in the universe of social media. But I don't think there's a concise way where, let's say, you and I had never met, and you did a YouTube channel, and I have friends who have YouTube channels. Unless you know them personally, you don't know that they have a YouTube channel or information that might be vital to their interests, right?
That's true. Although, when I search for how to do something, I almost always get 3 or 4 YouTube opportunities, different choices of YouTube of how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing would come up if you were trying to hear a podcast. You'd probably get 3 or 4 options of places to hear podcasts on different topics. So it's all about placement. It's all about placement. And sometimes it's about spending a little bit of money. Sometimes it's about the organic reach. So we can talk about the difference between organic and paid. That's a big issue, too.
Okay, so our time is just about up. Would you give your contact information? So if somebody wants to know what your services are, they could contact you and you could have one-on-one conversation with those people.
Sure thing. My name is Dee Reinhart, DeeReinhart. D as in David, T as in Tom. My company name is Time, the number 2, MRKT. And if you look for my website, it's timetomarket.com. I'm on all of the major social media platforms with the platform name /timetomarket. And that's Time, the number 2, MRKT. I'd be happy to answer questions or talk to people. And if we can figure out a way to work together, I'm happy to do that.
Dee, thank you so much. We will have many conversations in the future. So you've been listening to Dee Reinhart. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and we shall chat again. Thank you.
Thanks, thank you.
Dee.
Are we done?